Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today we begin a brand new story, a story of baseball and the discovery of a menace that will lead Superman and his friends through many dangerous adventures.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, have you heard about the 18-carat breakfast dish that sparkles with sunny cheerfulness? It's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Yes, sir, Pep sure is a jewel of a treat. So sunny and golden, you can hardly wait to start eating. That tender crispness gives you the old come-on, too. And when you do pitch in, what a flavor. A catchy flavor. A sunny golden toasted flavor. A top-notch royal flavor that your appetite can really latch onto. Believe me, gang, Kellogg's Pep sure is on the sunbeam when it comes to teasing your taste. Why, you wouldn't think of stopping until you've polished your bowl clean as a whistle, which is always a smart idea because Pep is good for you. And nowadays, it's particularly smart because the cereal grains have been picked out to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So, gang, get hep to Kellogg's Pep. When Mom brings Pep home from the grocer's, make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
It is late afternoon. Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, is in a taxicab en route to cover an important newspaper story. He is accompanied by Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who, as manager of the Unity House baseball team, has been given permission to leave the office early in order to attend practice. Listen.
We won our last two games while you were out of town, Mr. Kent.
Oh, fine.
And if we win tomorrow, we'll be in the finals for the boys' championship in Metropolis.
Hey, that's great, Jim. Sounds like you're a top-notch manager.
Oh, no. Any manager could win with Tommy Lee on his team.
Who?
Tommy Lee, our pitcher. Boy, he's got everything. Speed, sweet curve, change of pace. He's terrific.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Last time you were telling me about the team, your pitcher was a boy named Riggs, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, Chuck Riggs. That was before Tommy Lee moved into the neighborhood and joined Unity House.
Oh?
When Tommy showed us how he could throw that old baseball, Chuck had to move over.
Well, it was kind of tough on Chuck, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. But if Tommy's a better pitcher, he deserves the job, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. All other things being equal.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, baseball is a team game, Jim. To be a good team, all the players must be willing to work together. That's what teamwork means.
Oh, Tommy cooperates. He's a swell kid. Everybody likes him. That is, everybody did like him until...
Until what?
Well, I don't like to say it, but Chuck Riggs is a bit of a sorehead. He didn't like getting moved down to number two pitcher, and... Well, he's been trying to turn some of the guys against Tommy. I've had to crack down on him a couple of times.
Oh?
Oh, but I can handle him, though. Hey, we're coming to the Unity House ball field. Stop at the next corner, please, driver. You're coming to the game tomorrow, aren't you, Mr. Kent?
You bet. I'll be there with bells on.
Swell. Well, here's where I leave you. Thanks for the ride.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Good luck.
Hey, what's going on here? Break it up. Break it up, I said. Come on now, Tommy. Chuck, cut out that fighting. Break it up.
Let go, Jim. I'm going to fix this guy.
That's what you think.
I said, lay off, Chuck. You too, Tommy. Now, what's this all about?
Tommy was asking for a poke on the nose.
You mean you were? You've been trying to pick a fight with me ever since I got on the team.
You're a liar.
Don't call me a liar.
Cut it out, both of you. Muggs.
Yeah, Jim.
I thought you were in charge of the team when I wasn't here. Is this the way you run things?
They were belting each other before I could stop them.
What were they fighting about?
Well, Chuck was riding Tommy all afternoon.
I was not.
You be quiet, Chuck. Go on, Muggs.
Well, then Tommy said Chuck called him a dirty name, and they went at it.
What did he call you, Tommy?
What's the difference? I can take care of myself.
I didn't call him nothing, a dirty...
Skip it. Now, look, Chuck. You've been acting like a sorehead ever since Tommy got to be our number one pitcher.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't start this fight.
I didn't say you did, but I'm telling you this for the last time. This is a ball club, and everybody on it has got to work together. The guy who won't cooperate gets fired off the team. You get that?
What are you picking on me for? Tell it to Tommy.
That goes for everybody. There's going to be no more fighting around here. Got an important game tomorrow, and everybody's got to pull together. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Batting practice now, so up to the cage. You pitch, Tommy.
Okay, Jim.
Come on, everybody hustle. Up on your toes. Let's play ball.
Not till you move back from the plate, Chuck.
What do you mean, move back? I'm in a pitching spot.
You're leaning halfway over the plate. I might hit you with a close one.
Hey, you're putting me in the side of a barn. Go on, pitch.
Okay, he's asking for it, Tommy. Boy, duck
him off. No, I might hit him, Muggs. Move back, Chuck. Go on.
I'm standing right here where I'm supposed to. Why don't you admit you're just afraid I'll knock the ball over the fence and make you look bad, you yellow punk?
Why, you...
Hold it, Tommy. Didn't you hear me say there wasn't going to be any more fighting?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jim. But look how he's crowding the plate. I don't want to hit him.
Get back, Chuck. If you get hit, it's your own fault. Go ahead and pitch, Tommy.
Okay, you're the boss, Jim.
Come on, quit stalling and pitch.
Yeah, oh, come on. Boy, Tommy boy. As you come, put out, Chuck. Attaboy, Tommy boy. I missed that one by a mile.
I was off balance. I won't miss the next one.
Go on. Let's go, Tommy boy.
Nice right curve, Tommy.
Look, will you please get back from the plate, Chuck?
No, I won't. Pitch, you yellow banana.
Cut that out, Chuck. Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay.
Come on, come on. Let's have it.
Pitch right to me, Tommy boy. Right down the old aisle. This guy can't hit a balloon. If he comes, look out, Chuck.
Oh, hey. Gosh. Hey. I beamed him. He didn't step back.
He dropped like a log. Come on.
We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, Monday is a red-letter day on the Superman show because that's when we bring out a brand-new Pep Dish of the Week, a tricky new way to dress up your breakfast dish of Kellogg's Pep. So, are you ready for the big announcement? Well, here goes. This week's Pep Dish of the Week is a strawberry doubleheader. That sounds good, huh? Yeah, it's a honey. Listen, pour half your serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, in the bottom of your bowl. Then pour on a layer of crushed fresh strawberries. Add the rest of your Pep and put on a double topper of a few big ripe berries that you've saved out. Then, milk and sugar, and that's a strawberry doubleheader. Sure makes a hit with your morning appetite. Kellogg's Pep does things for fruit, you know. It's crisp and it's crunchy and tender and loaded with its own full, sparkling sunshine flavor. Why, Pep is such a smooth dish, you're busy spooning it up until you've finished off every last delicate flake. And that's the hep thing to do, especially nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. Pour your Pep carefully and polish off all you pour out. That's important, gang. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
A few minutes ago, Chuck Riggs, deposed pitcher on the Unity House baseball team, was beamed by Tommy Lee while deliberately crowding the plate in batting practice. Jimmy Olsen, Tommy, and Muggs revived the boy with water. Now, in the locker room, Chuck is tying his street shoes as Jimmy, Tommy, and Muggs stand by.
How does your head feel, Chuck?
Okay, I guess.
You're lucky I wasn't killed leaning halfway over the plate like a dope.
I wasn't leaning over the plate.
Yeah,
yes, you were,
too.
I was not. Tommy beamed me on purpose.
He didn't, and you know it.
Of course he knows it. He's just talking like a sorehead.
Okay, you guys can stand up for that punk if you want. But wait till you see what happens.
What do you mean?
What's gonna happen?
You'll find out. And so will he.
Now, look, Chuck. It was an accident. I'm sorry. Let's shake hands.
That's the way to talk, Tommy. Go on, Chuck. Shake hands with him.
Me shake hands with him? Heh. Nothing doing.
Why, of all the soreheads for 2 cents...
Wait, Muggs. Chuck, you were warned to step back, and you didn't. So what happened was your fault. I'll be a nice guy. Admit it and shake hands with Tommy.
No. I won't shake hands with him.
Okay, then. That makes you a bum loser and a sorehead. And you don't belong on the team. You're fired.
Okay, I'm fired. But I'll get you for this, Jim Olsen. And I'll get Tommy, too. You'll see.
Furious, Chuck Riggs stalks from the locker room, mounts his bicycle, and rides home.
As he dismounts at the small garage behind his house, he is met by his uncle, a tall, powerfully built man who regards him sharply.
What's the matter with you, Chuck?
Oh, me?
Hmm.
Nothing, Uncle Matt.
Nothing, And what's that big lump doing on your forehead? Were you fighting?
No, sir.
Don't lie to me, Chuck.
I'm not lying. A kid beamed me with a baseball.
Beamed you? Who did it?
Just one of the kids on the team. It was an accident, I guess.
You guess?
Well, I guess I was kind of crowding the plate in batting practice. I was pretty sore at this kid, Tommy Lee, because he beat me out for number one pitcher on the
team.
Wait
a minute. What's the kid's name?
Lee. Tommy Lee. He's a pretty good pitcher.
Did this Lee kid just move into the neighborhood about a month ago?
That's right. You know him?
Well, if he's the one I think he is, his father just got appointed to the health department as a bacteriologist.
I don't know what that is, but the new mayor just did appoint him to the health department.
Oh.
I heard Tommy telling Jim Olsen and Muggs about it.
Yeah, he's the one then. Say, this works out just fine.
What does, Uncle Matt?
This Lee boy beating you with a baseball gives me just the angle I've been looking for. Now look, Chuck, and listen carefully.
Huh?
This kid deliberately hit you on the head with a baseball, see? He was trying to kill you.
No, he wasn't. I told you how it happened.
He was trying to kill you, I say. I know this boy, and I know his father. They're bad.
Gee whiz, Uncle Matt.
Now, you listen to what I say. They're dangerous, Chuck, these people. Unless we do something about this now, they'll go even further than beating you just the next time.
But, gosh, why? Tommy already got my position on the team. He don't want nothing
now,
else.
Now, you listen to me, Chuck, and remember what I have to say. When Tommy Lee beamed you today, it wasn't any accident. He did it on purpose, do you understand?
Well, gee, I didn't think so, but maybe...
He did it on purpose, I tell you. He was afraid you'd win back your position on the team, so he wanted to get you out of the way. Now, you remember that.
Okay, Uncle Mac.
Yes, now, one other thing. This Jim Olsen you mentioned. Didn't you tell me he was the manager of the Unity House team?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He made you second-string pitcher and then stood up for Tommy Lee against you.
Yeah. He's been on Tommy's side ever since he came out for the team.
Okay. We'll take care of him, too.
Take care of him? What do you mean, Uncle Matt?
Now, don't ask questions, Chuck. Go in and eat your supper. And you and I are going someplace.
Yeah? Where?
To a place where no boy has ever been before. A meeting of real Americans who know how to take care of these Tommy Lees and others like them. Now, go ahead and eat your supper. And look, don't say anything to your mother. Because this is going to be a secret meeting. Now, hurry. We've got important work to do tonight.
Strangely uneasy, Chuck Riggs looks up at the tall, powerful figure of his uncle, whose eyes blaze with an evil fire the boy has never noticed in them before. What is the secret meeting to which Matt Riggs is taking the boy? What is behind his insistence that Tommy Lee had purposely beamed Chuck? Evil, subversive forces are set to work against Jim Olsen and Tommy Lee tomorrow. So don't miss the next episode in our thrilling new story, fellows and girls. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, your dog's as good as any champ, isn't he? So see that he gets Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food like lots of champion dogs do. Mix Grow Pup in with his table scraps of meat and fat, and it'll give him lots of muscle, help keep him husky and strong. He can take his pick of three different kinds of Grow Pup, too. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. They're all just full of wonderful meaty flavor. Ask your mother to get Grow Pup today. It's good for champs, good for your dog, too. Remember, that's Kellogg's Grow Pup. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.